sacrifice unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. And if you read on, that was the reason he tore the kingdom away from him. Strange women. Hallelujah. Even this David, you call, Robin woman, make a kill person. He killed Uriah so that he will have his wife, Bathsheba. And a man, can imagine the extent this thing is, just to be able to get that woman. How attractive that woman must have been. Irresistible. And a man, brother, that tell me it's irresistible. That girl, pastor, if you see that girl, she's irresistible. Pastor, you don't talk this one because you never see this one. That is, you are saying, if myself, I see her, I will not be able to resist it. Hallelujah. You see that story in 2 Samuel chapter 11. And that is the reason he was refused to build the temple. Let's hear the proverb. Let's go to proverb about this thing about strange women. Let's go read some scriptures. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 6. I hope you are not tired. Can I finish this message? Okay, thank you. Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 20. Let me be fast. This is an admonishment for every wise person. Listen. He said, my son. Hallelujah. Verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. What are all these commandments for? Verse 24. To keep thee from the evil woman. That's all he's preparing your mind for. From the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thy heart. Neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by... You know, they have something they normally put in the eye. I know why they put it. Amen. There's something they put in their eyelids. That hair for eye. What do they call it? I think it's eyelids they call it. Eyelash. There's something when they rub there. When you look at her, the eye be like pussycat eye. The hair will stand 1, 2, 3 like that. 1, 2, 3 like that. And then they have one type of glass they put in the eye. What do they call it? Contact lens. Something like that. They will cut it and put it in the eye. When you see them like this, plus that eye, they be like pussycat. Verse 26. For by means of a whorish woman, a prostitute woman, any woman that goes about sleeping with men that have not married her is a whore. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. That's why you know. And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Catch that verse. An adulteress is hunting for a precious life. The anointing that will make a woman entice you to sleep with her is because that spirit has seen something precious in your life and want to reduce you to soaked loaf of bread. Hallelujah. Hey, do you think you are here by accident today? Verse 27. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Verse 28. Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So, he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, hey, whosoever touches her shall not be innocent. Then he give an analogy. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Is it not true? But if he be found stealing, although he stole because he is hungry, you go Peter say, na hunger. But if he is found, he shall restore. How many fold? He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committed adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Hallelujah. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. And then wipe away. You lack understanding. Which understanding? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a spot of trouble. It's a gateway to suffering. The devil uses it. He knows the power. Whenever you sleep with a woman, you pass seed into her. You are passing life into her. I hope you know that. The devil knows how he does it spiritually, and that seed you pass into her, you have released your life into her. You have taken your life. By God, he collects your life and is gone. You are here suffering up and down. What is happening to my life now? You don't know. You don't go. You don't underwater. You don't in a graveyard somewhere. You don't in the kingdom of darkness somewhere. They tie, they keep it in a bottle somewhere. You are here laboring. What did happen? You don't know all those prostitutes you are carrying up and down in Lagos. You say, no, this one is not a prostitute, though. It's a student. Hallelujah. No, this one is not. It's not a prostitute, though. It's my church member. No, it's my neighbor, it's my friend's daughter. Oh. I know her now, she's clean. You see how clean she is now. Is there anybody that is possessed that they write it for a forehead? Eh? Hallelujah. I have told my single brothers here. Amen. Hallelujah. I think I said it last, I must marry. I say, think it yourself. I say, the Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. I say, look at it yourself. A proper woman, naturally, every woman is born to be proud of herself as a woman. As a woman. It is their nature to make yanga for men. It is natural. Any woman that does not know how to make yanga for man has a psychiatric problem. No, that is the truth. It is natural to make nyanga for man. That is the attraction. That is the fun. That is the thing now that makes a man wants to get your attention, chasing you up and down. That is the beauty of the game. Even if she likes you and she's praying in her heart, that you should not change your mind, though. The first natural thing when you come, as soon as I said, sister, he said, leave me alone. The first thing, please leave me alone. And as soon as I said, leave me alone for her heart, to say, oh, Father, make it come back. Praise the Lord. It's natural. When they want, always say they no want, so that you go press them, then it gives them value. They have sense of fulfillment. This man will show himself a woman, and that is real woman. But when now you see a woman, it's the name they chase you. Kenneth, now you sister, they send the charge card every time. Hey. Hallelujah. And you think it's because you are handsome, Abby? There's something precious she has seen, and the devil has sent her to turn you to a soaked loaf of bread. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any woman that is chasing you, brother, don't you ever marry any woman that chases you directly or indirectly. That is never a wife material. That is never a wife material. The woman you will marry, it must give you value. That is the reason why you protect her. After you don't repay her dowry, you see any man, they turn, look at. When you remember how you suffer before you get her, you will kill that man. Amen. And common sense should tell you. You just meet a woman, and before you touch her, you don't fall down, open leg. That means every man will touch her in the open leg for her. That's what it means. So what's her value? What's her value? The only precious thing she has to keep you chasing over her is under her laps. She closes it. The lie. If you want her, go pay. Allah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now stop all this. And it is done even among Christians. Even in the church. I have seen texts that sisters have sent to some ministers. And when we see it, we consider you as an agent. Nothing more. You are giving that minister a prayer point. I saw one. She knows that brother is married. The brother knows the church today. Amen. Hallelujah. He said we should meet. She even mentioned the hotel they should meet. Yes. Then he called the number. And she was saying, understand now, waiting, you be wood. Is it sin to appreciate you? You are the type of man I desire. A married man with two children, no? Who is that if it is not a serpent seed? Hallelujah. If that is not a serpent seed, if that is not an agent that the enemy has sent after that brother, blessed be the name of the Lord. And if there is any feeling you have for any brother or sister that will push you to lose your dignity, go for deliverance. Sister, go for deliverance so that you'll be a normal person. If you want man to chase you, it is not you calling his attention. It's very simple. Dress well. Number one, dress well. Hallelujah. Have good character. Character. Hallelujah. Amen. And walk like a woman. When I say walk like a woman, there's a way women walk. Don't walk like a man. Don't do that. Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7. Please allow me to finish this message. Please let me not break it. Thank you. Please let me not break it. I'll soon finish. Thank you very much. Proverbs chapter 7. Are we there? Verse 10. Hallelujah. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She's loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets and lying in wait at every corner, Ilara Allen Avenue, every hotel, then they there. Now, hallelujah, verse 13. So she caught him and kissed him. And with an impudent face, you know what is an impudent face? You never see woman make face for you. Hey, okay. Verse 14. I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore, came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face. And I have found thee. Brother Kenneth, I've been looking for this opportunity. I've been looking for this opportunity. There's something I want to tell you. Go and pray. I saw something in the spirit. That's why. Verse 16. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with my alloys and cinnamon. Which kind will be that one? I don't know. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loaves. For the good man is not at home. He is gone a long journey. Now, when you read this thing, it will look as if, no, it's not possible now. Even a brother in this church, a minister, was telling me his experience. A sister at Mafoluku invited him that she was sick. She come and pray for her. When he got there, he met the sister, tie only wrapper, and was lying down on the bed. The brother told me, he said, and as fate will have it, as soon as he entered, I said, the girl stood up. Let me pray for you now. He said, brother, see that this is your first time of coming here. Let me cook for you. The brother said, you say you are sick. I came to pray for you. He said, no, let me cook for you. Then he said, no, I'm going on, so you are not sick. Then she bolted the door. Wait yourself. Let's do it. The brother told me that she removed that wrapper and closed the door and told him that if he didn't do it, that she will shout. That she will shout. He said, and suddenly rain began to fall. Rain was falling. And the thing don't enter night. He said, what saved him was that while the argument was still going on, the sister's the relation, another girl, came to knock. And because rain they fall, bah, 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 rain they fall, bah, 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 bah. So she had to dress up and open it. That is why he took his Bible and left. So when we are reading this now, as if it not happen. It didn't happen, no. That is, stay with your wife. Stay with your wife. Why will you be a married man? Go and be looking for another woman. And of all, brother, to tell you that a cause of untimely death is following you, of all the ones that will push you to, now married woman be your own. There are some men that the ones that give them the kick is a married woman. Single women, no. Only married. And when you do that, you don't know that untimely death is following you. Such a person never lasts long. That's the truth. Let the fountains be despised abroad and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thy own and not strangers with thee. Let the fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy thee at all times. And whether the thing flat or is still pointing, let it satisfy you. And if you want it to remain pointed, go and do plastic surgery. And be thou ravish always with her love. And he asked, and why will thou thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondered all his goings. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if you read it from verse 15 to verse 20, he particularly noted there, he said, free fornication. Free fornication. Joseph knew why he had to run the way he ran before Potiphar's wife. Free, because he knew that woman wants to destroy his destiny. If Joseph had agreed, Joseph will never ever have been a prime minister in that land. He will have remained a slave forever. I hope you know that. Because the woman was promising him everything. He will have been getting whatever he wants, but he will have remained a slave in the house to be satisfying the woman. But he flee because his destiny was at stake. Why was that the devil using that woman against Joseph? The devil seen that star and he wants to destroy that star. Brother, that girl is after you because he has seen your star. Your neighbor's wife that's chasing you has seen your star, that you'll be better than her husband. And she knows she cannot marry you, so she will destroy you. But Joseph, the Bible says, the way he ran through the window, left his shirt, and he was ready to pay any consequence. And several times, they set women against William Branham. They set women against him. Because they were looking for something to use against him. You know, they did it in Nigeria some years back, during the days of President Babangida. There was one archbishop that was always troubling Babangida. You all know the story. You know who I'm talking to about. Then the man traveled, go, I think it's US or London. Then they use their security system. The man is an archbishop, and he's a Catholic archbishop. So he's not supposed to have wife. They swear to celibacy. And no touch and no hold. And then they went to the hotel where he was going to lodge, and they wired the hotel with secret cameras. When he landed there, they imported girls to him there. Since nobody knows saying they're there. So when they finish all, they packed the tapes to Aso Rock. So when the man was making noise, this government is corrupt, our leaders are not sincere, how are this? They sent for him to come. And they played the tape for him. I read this one for newspaper. Nobody said the rumor. It was in the newspaper. Because I read the comment that man made after. When they played it for him, they saw him in a hotel with the girls, having fun with them, naked. So he said, so now all of us, they corrupt. They warn him, if you don't keep quiet from now on, we will release this one. And when the thing leaked, pressmen went to him. They say, nobody is a saint. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. William Branham, the same kind of thing was done for him. He was somewhere for crusade. He didn't know. The room that they reserved for him, they planted a woman there. The woman was hiding under the bed there. When he finished, he came. They wired the place so that they were somewhere hearing to record it. Because they wanted to show that, they wanted to say he was a hypocrite. And I read the testimony, William Branham said it himself. And as soon as the people that invited for the crusade, they escorted to the hotel, okay, bye-bye. They told the time they will come, okay, till tomorrow. He entered, closed the door, was undressing. This lady came out with a gun. Naked herself. Say, oh yeah, make love to me. You're a fine man. Oh, I've been wanting you all this while. Now I have the opportunity. You either do that or I kill you. And he didn't know that the place was wired. And then William Branham said, wisdom came to him and said, it's not because you love me. You say you love me. And said, then what can we make love with God now? Drop it, make we do it now. The woman said, hey, make we do it. He dropped the gun. William Branham took the gun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Took the gun and then fired the shots to cause the hotel people to know something was going. Pa, 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 pa. They rushed to the room. Then he handed her over. Carry nothing, go. I'm a servant of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even some of us may say, well, God understand the world. Kill me, oh. Kill me, oh. Kill me, oh. No, we say, I won't do it more. He forced me, oh. He forced me. Oh, make I feel I finish. I'll do 3 days dry fasting. There are some sins that fasting, not the do it more. Fasting can never erase it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 says, ye are the temple of God. He says, if any man defile the temple of God, he will God destroy. God will destroy you. Destroy. If you defile the temple. Can I see the temple of God here? Filled with the Holy Ghost, you are the temple of God. Wave it if you are truly. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. That is a warning. And for the married men, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4, it says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. He said, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. God will judge. You see, why I'm saying all this is to let somebody who has been living a careless Christian life to take certain things seriously. As funny as it looks, I can't say it any better, but they are very serious matters, serious issues. Now by that, you make a shipwreck of your faith. You are pulled down, and you don't know it is a gimmick of Satan to pull down the children of God. You see these avenues. Money, woman. Next week, we will look at the third one. Our time is up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let's sing to be like Jesus. Hymn number 67. Can we stand up with that hymn? Hymn number 67. We want to be like Jesus.